Gunashchish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. I know I've seen many of you out there starting to shop for Thanksgiving in the grocery aisles, looking for all those wonderful turkey trimmings. But what happens after the big day is over? For years, everyone looked forward to the Juno Public Market. Then came COVID, but this year, the Juno Public Market is back. Peter and Sandy Metcalf join us now. They are helping to organize this favorite Juno tradition over the Thanksgiving weekend. So I bet you're excited, Peter and Sandy, that this great tradition is coming back.
It's a big relief that we're able to do this, and thanks to the City and Borough of Juneau, they permitted the event to go forward, you know, based on us having some mitigation measures in place. And Sandy could talk about that.
Well, we're going to have plenty of signage there at the door and try to get people in as safely as we possibly can. And, you know, for a very long time, this event has been well-oiled.
Yeah,
I would say. And so this year it's a little bit different, but we have everything in place. We've worked everything out, and we're going to get people in as safely and quickly as we can.
Yeah, it's important that people get in quickly, because sometimes we've had weather events and they can be injurious to the health as well. But people should know that they need to have a full vaccination. They can show us their vaccination card on a smartphone image. So just show it to us as you're coming in, and we'll get you in the door as quickly as possible. Everybody has to wear masks, but we've been assured by the city and borough that if everyone's wearing masks and we're all vaccinated, basically we have as little risk as in the past of, say, catching a cold or something. It's really minimal risk involved, and we want everybody to enjoy themselves, most especially the vendors who are coming from all over Alaska and the Pacific Northwest to share their handcrafted items and, you know, have a good experience. It's really, really important to them that this event carry on. Many of them depend on their making their season at the general public market.
You know, I have really enjoyed looking at your website of all the pictures from the years past and just seeing all those wonderful activities that you have, people performing, just all kinds of vendors there sharing their talents. But people are pretty crowded in those old pictures. So how are you going to manage this so that it's safe?
Glad you asked that. For one thing, we don't expect as many people will show up, but we're all adults, and I don't know what your experience has been, but ours is that our friends and just about any adults in a public space, if it's a supermarket or whatever, is keep their distance. I mean, I notice it out on trails when I'm hiking, people step aside and let you pass. And, you know, before we were not so conscious of it, but now we very much are. And, you know, the fact that we're vaccinated puts us in a very low risk category. So it should be good.
You know, I like your suggestion that you take a picture of your vaccination record so that you have it handy and you don't have to worry about, oh my God, I forgot it. But I mean, that's kind of becoming the standard calling card for events. And I think that's great.
It is. You know, people in Juneau should know, becoming increasingly common, we cannot legally hold an event with more than 20 people without checking your vaccination. It's tough for some people. Some people just don't want to do it for various reasons, get vaccinated, and they feel they're being discriminated against. We don't have a choice. We're going to hold the public market. We're going to hold a safe event. And we want people to thoroughly enjoy themselves, and we're just, it really goes against the grain of everything the public market is to deny entry to anybody for any reason. But in this case, it's for the public health. And just like a fire regulation, they're going to ignore this.
Absolutely. So glad that you're getting the word out now so people are prepared. Sandy, what has it meant? I know last year they had a virtual market, and even though that was a valiant effort, there still was a big hole. I mean, what kind of a hole did we have last year without this market for the community?
Well, I think it was a big one. It's wonderful that we can have it this year in the regards that we have to have it as far as safety is concerned. And I think next year, of course, will be even better. I think we needed to start with a new norm. I've talked to family members and friends down south, and they're all saying they are all going through the same mitigation measures. And so I think people are going to have to get used to a little bit of it. At any rate, I'm looking forward to this year, you know, getting back into things.
For me, it was like last year, like we canceled a family reunion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we did have our virtual public market, but that was about as much as fun as a Zoom session. You know, you don't get that personal up close feeling. You don't get to meet the people who are making the products. And we really have some wonderful vendors who are coming. And for whatever reason, we kind of maintain this ratio of about one third of the vendors are entirely new to the public market. And it's been that way for, geez, going on 40 years now, that we get that kind of new blood in the public market. You know, I think just natural attrition or whatever, but we have many familiar faces coming back. You know, Mark Kelly and Betty Bell is a Potter. Johnny Ellis, he hasn't been a real consistent vendor, but goes back quite a ways in Juneau and doing fossilized jewelry. And Judy Cooper, well known to our community, she lives in Gustavus now. And Anil McConaughey, she's been one of our most consistent vendors. She does jewelry. And then we have some returning vendors like Stoked Beekeeping of Homer. I love these guys. They produce, they run, I don't know, something like 100 hives up in South Central Alaska, and they're getting the wildflower honey. And some of it, like fireweed honey, is just, it's out of this world. I really like honey, and they do a good job. And then Eldred Rock, it's on the Eldred Rock Foundation's on the front page of the newspaper today about their fundraising efforts, and they'll be there. And Susan York, who is kind of the motivator of that effort, they're trying to restore, they are restoring the Eldred Rock, which is just about 20 miles from, maybe it's 15 miles from Haines. If you look in the weather report, Eldred Rock, it's going to be windy anywhere. It's windy at Eldred Rock. So anyway, there are lots of really fun vendors coming in. And once again, this is really important to them. You know, they just can't, you know, make it just online. And I don't know about you or the rest of the audience here, but geez, I'm tired of just, you know, ordering online just doesn't have the magic of meeting the people who create the product in person.
So, Sandy, what is most magical to you about this event?
Magical.
You grand, granddaughter.
Sunday
night.
My granddaughter is coming up again to help, which is great.
Yeah, I haven't seen her.
She really wants to do it. And I keep saying, are you sure? Yeah, I want to be there. Okay. That's magical for me.
She's a senior now, and I haven't seen her in 2 years, like a lot of these other young people.
You miss a lot of people in 2 years.
Yeah.
We haven't been out in circulation that much to see people, and these kind of events are always nice because you do see people that you haven't seen in a long time. So, Peter, what's magical to you aside from the social aspect? And, of course, you know that you and your wife are working very hard to carry this event off, but what is it that you feel gets affirmed?
Sandy just mentioned about the young people who work for us are mostly relatives, nieces, nephews, children, or the children of friends. Have many adults who work for us too, but watching them from year to year, that's the magic. It's they grow up. They start at really, really shy young people, and then by the next year or so, they're ordering adults around and just being responsible and really good workers. And it's fun to see you know, young people mature and become responsible young adults.
So this event is spread out over a couple of locations. So before we go, tell us where we go and what we have to do to be a part of this.
That's one thing. I'm glad you asked that question because of the COVID restrictions, we lost a number of vendors for various reasons. So we had to pull back to the Centennial Hall, which is where we started to begin with. And so this year we will not have an annex at the Jack or the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall, but we have every nook and cranny in Centennial Hall filled with the exception right now of one space. So if anybody out there wants to participate, this is your opportunity, but going, probably gone by tomorrow anyway. So it's gonna be a full venue and, but the Jack will not be open. So just come to the Centennial Hall, have your vaccination card ready, you know, take a picture of it, have it on your cell phone so you can just present it to us really easily and not be digging through a purse or wallet. And we'll get you in the door and have fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is the best part of it all, is being able to have fun. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Sandy and Peter Metcalf, to tell us about Juno Public Market. Yeah. That is such encouraging news to see that this is going to come back to life.
It is.
One step back normal. Thank you, Rhonda.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, and good luck with everything.